Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Cantonese Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 9. How popular is fast food in Hong Kong? Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1 Lesson 9. How popular is fast food in Hong Kong? I'm Eric.
Hello, and I'm Teddy.
From this lesson, Teddy and I will be hosting the series after Becky and Olivia. In this lesson, you'll learn how to place an order at a fast food restaurant.
And of course,This conversation takes place at a fast food restaurant in Hong Kong.
Between a staff and a customer.
And as usual, the speakers will be using casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Ngoi, 一个鱼柳包。
是。
要多个大薯条。
在这里吃定拎走。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
该一个鱼柳包
是
要多个大薯条
在这里吃定拎走。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
唔该，一个鱼柳包。
A fish fillet burger, please.
系。
Certainly.
要多个大薯条。
And one more large fries.
喺度食定拎走。
For here or to go? Are there a lot of Western-style fast food restaurants in Hong Kong? Which ones are the most famous?
I'd say McDonald's and KFC.
Are they all franchised in Hong Kong?
Yes, it all started back in the 70s, when KFC started establishing its franchised operations in Hong Kong. But back then, not many people had heard about franchising. So not long after that, all the KFC outlets closed down.
But eventually, KFC re-entered Hong Kong a few years later, right?
Yes, it's now operated by an area developer.For McDonald's, it was more successful. The first of its stores opened in January 1975, and it has been a popular option for Hong Kong people since then.
Interesting. Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
鱼柳包
Fish fillet burger
鱼柳包鱼柳包
Next,
薯条
French fries,
薯条薯条
Next,
在这里
Here,
在这里在这里
Next,
拎走
Take away,
拎走拎走
Next,
职员
Staff,
职员职员
Next,
客人
Customer, client,
客人客人
Next
唔该
Excuse me, please, thank you
唔该唔该
And last
要
To want, to need
要要
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
鱼柳包
And what can you tell us about this?
鱼 is fish and 柳 is meat in strips. So 鱼柳 is fish fillet.
In Cantonese, is a strip of meat the same as a fillet?
For many types of meat and fish, yes.
Could you give us some examples?
For beef, 牛 we say 牛柳
Beef fillet.
Yes, for chicken, 鸡 we say 鸡柳
Chicken fillet.
Okay, 鱼柳牛柳鸡柳
And in McDonald's, they sell fish fillet in a bun.
That's right. That's why we add the word bun after it. In Cantonese, it's bao, so all together, 鱼柳包
Great. Can you repeat that for our listeners, please?
鱼柳包 Fish is 鱼. Fish fillet is 鱼柳. Bun is 包. 鱼柳包.
What's next?
Next is 拎走.
What does each word mean?
拎 means to take or to grab, and 走 means to walk, implying away. When we say 拎走, we mean take away.
Can you repeat the words again? Listeners, please repeat after Teddy.
拎走拎走
Great! Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time!
In this lesson, you'll learn how a or one is hidden in the phrase in Cantonese.
Yes, in the dialogue, we say 多个, which actually implies 多一个. 个 is the classifier, and 一个 means one piece, so 多一个 means one more piece.
In most cases, the a or one is said so quickly that eventually people skip the word, right?
Yes, so instead of 多一个, we often say 多个.
So how would you say to want one more piece?
要多个.
How about if we want one more cup?
要多杯, in which 杯 is the classifier for cups or glasses.
So how do we say, I want one more cup of coffee?
我要多杯咖啡.
What about if you want two or three more?
Then we can't skip the number word in between. Only one can be skipped. So for two, three, or four more, we will say 多两个,多三个,多四个, etc.
Does this apply to other verbs, other than to want?
Yes, we can apply this to many verbs. For example, to eat, 食, we say 食多个, to eat one more.
Can you give us an example?
Sure, 食多个鱼柳包.
Eat one more fish fillet.
Yes, and do you know when I say 买多个鱼柳包, what does it mean?
Buy one more fish fillet.
That's right. So only the verbs are different. 要多个,食多个,买多个.
And we can imply that we're talking about one or more piece.
However, skipping the word one happens in many other cases too, not only after more.
Can you give us some examples?
For example, eat a bun, 食一个包 is the same as 食个包. Buy a piece of clothing, 买一件衫 is the same as 买件衫.
I've noticed that people often skip the word a or one in Cantonese conversation.
Right. When we don't mention the number, we usually mean one.
And it makes the sentence shorter.
However, when we want to stress that there is only one, we will add 一 in the sentence still.
Right, it makes sense. When we want to emphasize one, we say it loud and clear.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Cantonese on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Cantonese Class 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Well, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
下一堂见 or 下堂见。
唔该，一个鱼柳包。
系。
要多个大薯条。
在度食定拎走。